What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, in front of the show, John Trotz up the Faye and Leopard chick off a win last week. You see him in nice quarter zip on over there. Coach, how you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, it's great to be here and excited to talk with you.
Yes, sir. Coach, let me ask you, man, got a great win this weekend against Columbia. Talk about the win and how happy you are seeing your guys rebound and, you know, get better once more after a tough loss to Duke.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's always great to beat an Ivy League program. I mean, you know, they carry a lot of weight in terms of recruiting, and it will benefit our program down the road. But, you know, I was just happy that the kids played as hard as they did. You know, we played extremely well. You know, we didn't put ourselves in bad situations. We didn't turn it over a lot. And we got a really young team. I mean, we have – heck, I think we played 23 freshmen and sophomores out there on Saturday at some point. So we got a good young group. So the future's bright.
Yes, sir, Coach. You know, Coach, I want to ask you about this. You know, seeing your guys improve from Sacred Heart, even playing Duke, even playing Columbia, how happy you are just with the improvement of your young guys and your roster together? Because I feel like, you know, this non-league part of your schedule is preparing you for that league schedule. And I feel like you've gotten better each week you've been out there.
Yeah, we have. You know, I mean, and it's a credit to our staff and the kids for, you know, for working as hard as they do. You know, we still have a lot of work to do. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we have lots of things we can correct and get better at. But just in a sense of guys playing for each other and playing hard and showing up every day and putting in the extra time for film and even after practice, guys staying after to get better at their craft. So, you know, I think – you know, the future is bright for our program, and I'm excited about it because, you know, we have the right guys in here.
100%, Coach. You know, what I love for the Fox to get some highlights here is that, you know, you guys are very connected on the sidelines through tough times, bad times. You guys are connected, and they're flying around. And you can see the exuberance, the energy of your team. So talk about being around those guys who are young and who are these guys with exuberance, and they're just joy to be on the football field, and them being one together as brothers.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you're right. Emotion is a big part of college football. You know, teams that play with a lot of emotion usually come out on the good side of Saturdays. You know, we just have guys who are really passionate about not just, you know, our program and our school, but they love football, you know, and when it's their turn to do something, I tell them all the time, you have a role on this team, and it might be a small role, but it's going to help us win in the end. And you know what? You know, you saw Saturday. I mean, you get up a little bit, and other guys get to go out there and have some fun too. So, you know, it gives more guys a chance to celebrate in the locker room after a game. And You know, well, even when we were down at Duke, you know, we got guys on the field, you know, because they're into it, they know what they're doing, and, you know, and they're passionate about it.
And Coach, you know, how cool is it to get an opportunity to test your guys against Duke, kind of see where you are talent-wise, how they stack up, and how you things that, that they do, that you can kind of put in you guys' system to a degree and show your young men this is what it takes to play at that level, but knowing they can compete with them as well.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, we went down there and battled. Obviously, they're a better football team. You know, I think it gives our kids a lot of confidence. I also think, you know what it does for you? You know, in the end, it shows them, like, these are kids that are the same age and how much they've developed and how much work goes into developing into a really good football player. Not just knowledge of the game, but, you know, weight gain and strength and size. And, you know, and again, we didn't back down. I mean, heck, we had four freshman defensive linemen out there. They got a pretty good offensive line. Those kids battled, and they, you know, their eyes weren't wide open. I mean, they were out there, and they kept going at it. So, you know, I think it does wonders for your program just in a sense of, you know, gives them a great experience. It's something they'll reflect on, you know, and be proud that they went toe-to-toe with an ACC school.
And, Coach, I feel like it's a testament to the work you guys put in the early winter, in the spring, in the summer. I can see the work that you all did. So about how that – preparing the right way in the off season and preparing yourselves the right way in fall camp, can you come out this way and you show on film that, hey, we have some brewing here, and how your staff did a great job getting your guys ready throughout the non-CC season part of your schedule throughout the year?
Yeah, you know what? So there's a couple things that we did that we had to correct here, you know, for the benefit of our kids. But one of them was getting a full-time strength coach just for our program. So Shane Davenport came on board, has done just a tremendous job of developing the guys, transitioning from not just strength, but speed as well. So we are playing a lot better because we can transition, stop and start, and change direction. All that stuff has gotten a lot better. And we've gotten bigger and stronger. You know, we instituted training table here, which, heck, we hadn't done since I played here, I don't think. So giving the kids the right food, right? I mean, kids always want to have pizza and wings, right? But we got to get them the right protein, and so that they can build lean muscle and get the most out of them on Saturdays, you know. And so I think our kids have done a great job of buying into eating and building their bodies up. And again, it shows in 1 year that we're not getting pushed around the way we did in the first year that we were here.
No doubt. And I think fans don't understand how important that just the nutrition piece of it is, because that's what keeps guys healthy. That's what keeps guys, you know, from getting in bad injuries. Because if you train the right way, get the right flexibility in your muscles and your core, you when those weird positions happen on a football field, you can survive them or not have injuries. Hopefully not. So talk about how important that part is. I think fans don't really understand, Coach Troxel, how important this conditioning piece is and nutrition piece is of a football program, and how you say getting guys struggling faster and getting the right protein and everybody to recover properly, play hard on Saturdays.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it all the time. I mean, everybody always says you got to get bigger, faster, stronger. And usually if you're bigger, you push people around. You know, and one of the other benefits for our kids was, you know, we had our whole team here since June 5th. So, I mean, they stayed this summer. They trained together. You know, we were feeding them the right things, and they were pushing each other. So that was a huge benefit, you know, just having them here, even for that part of the off season when most guys go home for the summer. So, you know, it's invaluable, and most guys don't understand, right? I mean, the most important meal of the day is within 30 minutes after your workout. And we had guys who would, you know, get their workout in, they'd run to class and not eat. So, you know, you just broke your muscles down. Now you're not feeding them. So, you know, again, we've taken nothing for granted in terms of how we have to teach our guys, you know, everything about what success looks like. And I think, you know, they're buying into it and knowing they have to eat and get it in their body at the right time as well.
And, Coach, talk about the growth of Dean at the quarterback position, how happy you are seeing him progress and grow, get more confident every day in what he's doing on the football field.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, so Dean did a great job in the offseason. You know, he put on 20 pounds. You know, we talk about, you know, again, size and strength. He learned our offense. You know, we have three guys who could go in the game at any time, and I feel very comfortable that any of the three could help us win games. You know, Ryan Schuster started last year as a freshman before he got hurt. Alshon Davis has started multiple games over two seasons. And Dean was just a kid who really invested in doing the right things, learning the offense. And every time he's in the game, we seem to move the ball. You know, he's got great athletic ability. He can get out of trouble. He's got a really good arm, and we're really excited for him to get the opportunity to go out there. And he made the most of his opportunity. You know, Ryan Schuster won the job, got hurt up at Sacred Heart. He came in, helped us win the game, went down to Duke, performed very well. And then this past Saturday against Columbia again, getting a win. And so we're excited about him, you know. And again, he is a kid. I'm not afraid to say this. He's not even a scholarship kid. He was a walk-on here, he's making his own way, you know, and I say it all the time. We're going to play the best, and it doesn't matter. You can come here on a full scholarship, half scholarship, no scholarship. If you're the best, you're going to play, and he's proven that.
No doubt, coach, he's spreading the ball around the right way, making the right reads, out locking on the first guy in his progression. So I see the growth in him. And so talk about that piece of young quarterback, not getting stuck on your first read, going through progressions, and seeing what defense is giving you, and not just deciding free snap, I'm going here.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, we put a lot on him, you know, just in terms of, you know, our offense is a numbers-based offense, you know, and he's got to get us in and out of the right plays and make the right reads of, you know, when we have enough guys out of the box to run the ball and enough guys in the box to throw it. So, you know, obviously he's come up with some really big fourth down plays for us, you know, in terms of, I think we were 3 for 3 on fourth down, which kept drives alive, you know, and that's what makes you really successful is when you can stay on the field. One, it gives your defense a chance to rest, and two, it gets points on the board. So, you know, we've come a long way in a year, in my opinion, from where we were as an offense a year ago to where we are now. And again, Dean's a big part of that as well.
And Jamar as well on the ground. Talk about Jamar on the ground, man. He's killing it right now, coach. He really is.
Listen, he is one of the best football players around. I mean, he's a dynamite football player. He's just one of those kids who understands the game. He's got great twitch, great burst. He loves football. I mean, he was our best football player a year ago as a freshman. And now, you know, we got some healthy offensive linemen in front of him starting to show. And, you know, anytime he touches the ball, you know, we have a chance for a big play. And, you know, he was, it's funny because he was a highly recruited kid that nobody went on because of his size. And when we got here, we were late in the recruiting game and we loved him as a player. And it's funny because when we offered him a scholarship and he came, there were so many coaches that reached out and said, man, what a great get. And, you know, we probably should have offered him, but we didn't because of his size. And I think he's showing that, you know, you can't measure heart, you know, and ability, you know, it doesn't come down to just size.
Nah, he's getting the job done. And I love what he's doing for you, man. It's great to see.
Love him. Yeah. He's a great kid, and you know, everything he gets, he's earned. And, you know, we love him to death here.
Defensively, coach, Sekou White, man, this cat's popping off the screen on the film, man. He's popping, man. He's energetic, man, out there making plays for you guys. What's his impact on your defense, coach?
Yeah, Atlanta Christian kid, you know. So we brought a Southern guy up here, and again, you know, I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, Sekou, when I got here, was not on scholarship, you know, and after the first spring of us being with him, you know, we made him a scholarship player. We gave him a full scholarship. He's an incredible leader. I mean, he, as a junior, was voted a captain by the kids. And, you know, you look at him, he's making play after play. I mean, heck, up at Sacred Heart. I mean, he had to make a big stop on a third down and tackle the quarterback at the 5-yard, or otherwise he was going in and we were going to lose the game. So, you know, he's an incredible kid in the sense of his character, his leadership, and then his performance matches it because he invests so much. He knows our defense inside and out. He gets us aligned. Sekou White is, you know, he's just the greatest kid in the world. I mean, we're glad he's on our team because, you know, he'll be an all-conference kid and eventually probably an all-American down the road.
And, coach, this leads me by this question, coach. How important – I know you got a lot of guys, you got some Georgia on your roster. How important is it to come down here in Georgia and pick out the good talent, man, that fits your program, fits your scheme, fits your culture, because so much talent down here in Georgia for you to pick from. So talk about coming down here and finding the right young men to fit what you're doing at Lafayette.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, first, it narrows it down a little bit because grades are really important here. I mean, we're one of the top 30 schools in the country. So first, kids got to get it done in the classroom, which narrows some kids in and out. But, you know, for our program, I mean, we have to get kids from Georgia, Florida, Texas. You know, we're not going to make just a living up here in the Northeast. And, you know, I think all the guys that have come up here from the South have enjoyed the experience. You know, they all have a chip on their shoulder and the sense that, You know, they want to play in the national playoffs and get us competing for national championships. And, you know, we have a president here who's just a rock star, who is invested in the kids being great at school and ball. And, you know, we're heading in the right direction. And I'm hoping we can get more guys from the Atlanta area up here in Georgia and start building it with some really, really good football players from down there.
Hey, Coach, you got Mama coming up here. Tell me what you sent for those guys on the film and what challenge they'll present to you guys this week.
Man, we'll start with their tailback. I mean, he's dynamite. I mean, he's one of the best in FCS football. I'm sure he's going to be an NFL guy. You know, I think, you know, you start with him. If we can slow him down, you know, I think it'll keep us in the game. You know, if we, you know, if he's rushing for 150 or 200 yards on us, you know, it's going to be a long day. So it starts with him and you know, Marcus McCray. We saw him last year when he played for Sacred Heart. He's doing a great job at quarterback for them. You know, they have some great skill out wide. So they present a lot of challenges for us just in terms of being multidimensional. You know, not a one dimensional team. And defensively, I mean, they just have big kids that run really well, and you know, it presents some challenges there. So, you know, it's a really good matchup for us in a sense of getting to play a CAA program here. You know, again, to see how we match up, you know, and you know, represent hopefully the Patriot League with some pride.
100%, Coach. It's good to talk to you again, Coach, as always. Enjoy our chats, man. And I'll be cheering for you. Hope you guys make the playoffs. And I'll talk to you again down the road, Coach, when you're hopefully making a deep run, man.
I appreciate it. I always got time for you. Anytime you want to talk, just give a shout.
I will, Coach. Thank you so much, buddy. I'll see you soon, man.
All right. Have a great day. See you now.
You too now.
Bye-bye.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.